So I've been discussing Shemitah Ksafim. We mentioned that there's a mitzvah in the Torah. Now it's only Drabanan that debts are released at the end of the Shemitah year. Now we're in a Shemitah year, so we're approaching the deadline for release of the debt. So yesterday I spoke about a machlok rishonim. I'm using the sefer from Rav Yosef Svi Rimon called On Shemitah. So we mentioned there was machlok rishonim. According to the Yireyim, when the Malva says Meshamed Ani, that's what releases the debt. When he says those words, he releases the debt. If he doesn't say it, the debt's not released. But there's a mitzvah sase min HaTorah, says Shemot Kol Baal Ma She Yado, that every creditor should release the debt. That's the mitzvah sase from the Torah, that he should say that when the Lova comes to pay him back, he says Meshamed Ani, I release it, so you don't have to pay me back. And then if the Lova says, I still want to pay you back, then at that point he could take the money. But then other Rishonim learn differently. They learn that no, the emes is it's just afkata the malka. By act of law, the debt is released. But nevertheless, there's still a mitzvah on the malva to say meshamed ani. The mitzvah's essay is just that he should make it. He should make that declaration. I was going over this with Rav Simon today, but that would be the other way to understand it. So he says over here, he quotes, this is from Rav Rimon. He says, on one hand, there's an idea that a person himself should, in other words, that the Torah is like habituating a person to like release the debt. In other words, like we spoke about the idea like of, you know, to inculcate the person with aspects of generosity, of giving money to people. So the Torah wants to inculcate that midah in me. That would be one way if I said it actually raises the debt. Or, on the other hand, I could say that it's just a declaration, understanding that everything belongs to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In other words, this is what a Kaddish Baruch Hu has decreed. And Mimela, Meshamed Ani. And then he has a quote from Rav Sham Shon Rafal Hirsch. He wants to connect Shemitah Karka with Shemitah Ksafim, you know, with the fact that the land is fallow and the release of the debts. It's like I'm summarizing, like a recognition that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the master of the world and everything for the sake of Hashem. So the debt is released for him. All right, now, the next issue I want to talk about is when is the debt released? So the Torah says, Miket Sheva Shanim Tasa Shemitah. So the $64,000 question is, what does the Torah mean when it says, Miket Sheva Shanim Tasa Shemitah? So we're going to say at the end of 7 years, but there's a similar pasuk by Hakel. You know, this year there's also a mitzvah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Melech would go to the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash and read from portions of Sefer Devarim, and everybody would gather to hear him. Anashim, Nashim, Vataf. Men, women, and children would hear the Kriyas HaKel, and that would be on Sukkot, on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, this coming Chol HaMoed Sukkot. I don't know this year, but I know in the past they've had sort of like a semi, somebody will fill in, like in Eretz Israel, they have like the Nasi, the president comes and lay in certain parts, but the I don't think anybody's going up on the Har HaBayit to do that, I can tell you. Anyway, now, the So there's a similar, it says, Miket Shevashtim Moed Shwana Shvita B'chaga Sukkot. So he quotes here that the Gemara learns, it means the end of the year, but it's interesting because it's a machloket Rishonim, when is the Mitzvah HaKel? Most Rishonim think the Mitzvah HaKel is that the Sukkot following Shemitah. That's the way most Rishonim learn. But the Ibn Ezra learns it's the Sukkot at the beginning of the Shemitah year. So, but Naniach, we'll assume, but assuming it's the end of the year, then everything will be lined up. So the simple pshat is that all the debts get released at the end of the Shemitah year, which means, a nightfall. This year, Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, the last Monday in September. So on Sunday night, last Sunday night in September, when we herald in Rosh Hashanah, all the debts are released. Everybody's debts are released. But the Rosh quotes the Tosefta, and the Tosefta says that Shemitah releases in the beginning of the year. The Tosefta says, Ematai Kofim Prizbol. We're going to come to the Prizbol. Prizbol is a document by which you're able to, you know, avoid the release of the debt. He says, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shal Shvit. So the Tosefta says, Erev Rosh Hashanah, 11 months ago, you should write the Prizbol. Now the emes is that that's one girsa. The girsa of the Gra and the Rashba is Erev Rosh Hashanah Shal Motzei Shvit. So according to the Gra and the Rashba, so there's nothing to talk about. In other words, it's that the Rosh Hashanah is coming up. But the way the Rosh quotes the Tosefta, so the way the Rosh understands this is that at the beginning, again, there's different lavim that come with the debts. One lav is lo yigos. The creditor cannot press the debtor to pay the debt, the debt, lo yigos. So according to the Rush, the prohibition of lo yigos comes in 11 and a half months ago, or 11 months ago, lo yigo. So if I had somebody who owed me money, I couldn't even ask him to pay back the debt this year. Not that the debt is released, but I'm subject to this prohibition of lo yigo. But then the debt is released on Rosh Hashanah, according to the Rush. So now the emes is that most Rishonim say, like the simple pshat, that it's released at the end of the year. And that's the way the Mechaber passes in Shulchan Aruch. But the issue becomes, when should I write a prose bowl? When do I need to write a prose bowl? So some poskim are no way to be choshesh for the sheath of the rush. Just 1 minute. Okay. Some poskim are choshesh for the sheath of the rush and execute a prose bowl before last Rosh Hashanah. So he says in the footnotes, that's the way Rav Aaron Lichtenstein would do it, and Rav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv would do it that way. But he says, if you look in the Shas and Shuv's Chasim Sofer, one Talmud wanted to be Machmir and make a prose bowl at the end of the sixth year, and the Chasim Sofer said to him that his Rebbe, Rav Nasan Adler, didn't do that. And then he says that Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Chazon Ish were not knowing to make a prose bowl Erev before the Shemitah year, and that's the way Rav Avad Yosef also has it. Now, assuming you do that, you would need to do another prose bowl now anyway for to cover you for any debts, you know, that may have, you know, come.
Loans.
Yes. Right. Okay. Any loans that had taken place or that became, you know, any new loans that became due before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's just, okay. So, all right, so that's the piece with that. Okay, now, all right, let me just, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
Now listen, hashkafically, I think I understand the reason for the prose bowl is because the economy just won't work without it, because people aren't going to lend and all that. But on the other hand, when you do that, all the reasons we just gave before about why do we have this hope, why did Hashem give this hope, go poof.
Right, that's true.
So how can we say
we know better than Hashem? So it's the Gemara Masechet Gittin. So the Gemara learns that Hillel saw that people weren't lending money, and so he instituted prose bowl so that people would continue to lend money. So you got to weigh things, and this is the way he came out with it. Okay, let me just do 2 more minutes, and then that'll be it for today. Okay, now another question is, what exactly? Okay, please, I need everyone's attention. Okay, so now the question is. Please, I need everyone's attention. Okay, now let's say I have a loan. Let's say it was a 10-year loan. I lent money. I would like everyone's attention. Okay, so I lent money for a 10-year period of time. I lent the money 5 years before Shemitah, and the money is due 5 years after Shemitah. So does Shemitah release the debt? Does Shemitah release that debt? So the emes is it's machloket in the Gemara. The Gemara has two shitot, and it's not machria one way or another way. And the Riva and Rav Eliyahu HaZaken, which is brought down in the Rush, they quote the halacha that the Shemitah year releases that debt as well. That's the way they learn. But Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, and most Rishonim hold, and the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that Shemitah only releases those debts that are due and payable before. In other words, before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, any debt that's due and owing to me, you know, as of Sunday night, the last Sunday night in September, that's subject to Shemitah. If the debt is not due and owing to me till after that date, so it's not subject to the Shemitah. That's the way that's coming out with that. Okay, I have to break up at this point in time. The issue I want to get into is what's covered under the release of the debts. In other words, we have loans. What about if it's not a loan? What if it's, let's say, you know, a credit at a store? You know, let's say I'm the storekeeper, or a salary. I owe salaries to people, or a person made a commitment to Stucca. Are those things really, or there's, you know, bank accounts? So we'll talk later. Later on. Okay, so we've got to talk about this.